Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 1st to the 7th, 2012. Palestinian leadership decides this week to resort to the UN Security Council for a resolution to force Israel to stop its settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territories. And Israel's military continue its attacks targeting Palestinians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Anti-wall protests were organized on Friday at the villages of Bel'in, Ni'lin and An-Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Ma'sara village in southern West Bank, in addition to Kufr Kaddoum in the north. Four Palestinians were injured by Israeli troops' rubber-coated steel bullets at the village of An-Nabi Saleh. Troops stopped the march at the village entrance and attacked protesters. In addition to four injured, many others suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Bel'in and Ni'lin villages, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. As a result, dozens were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, many villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when troops attacked the anti-wall protest at the village of Kufr Kaddoum. In Al-Ma'sara on Friday, troops forced people back into the village and did not allow them to get to the wall. Soldiers used rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. The Palestinian leadership decided this week to resort to the UN Security Council for a resolution to force Israel to stop its settlement activities in the occupied West Bank territories. Meanwhile, Hamas leader Khaled Mash'al makes his first visit to Gaza Strip in 36 years. IMEMC's George Shmawi has more.
The Israeli government is going ahead with the plans to build around 3,000 commercial and housing units in the occupied West Bank, despite a worldwide rejection of the step. The Palestinian Authority decided this week to take this issue to the United Nations Security Council in an attempt to obtain a resolution to force Israel to stop this plan, which was described as a huge obstruction to the two-state solution. Israel has announced its plans to build these units hours after the United Nations General Assembly voted in favor of upgrading the status of Palestine into a non-state member with an observer status. The governments of Britain, Sweden, and France summoned the Israeli ambassador in protest to the newly declared Israeli plan. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper informed Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that his country cannot support Israel in its recent decision to build thousands of settlement units in the West Bank. At least 3,000 commercial and housing units are planned to be built in the area called E1, located between Jerusalem and the settlement of Ma'ale Adumim, which completely isolates the northern and southern parts of the West Bank. In other news, Khaled Mash'al, chief of the Politburo of Hamas, arrived in the Gaza Strip on Friday for the first time in 45 years. Ismail Haniyeh, the prime minister of the deposed Hamas government in the Gaza Strip, in addition to other prominent leaders of Hamas and hundreds of people, welcomed Mash'al at the Rafah border crossing in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Mash'al told the crowds gathered to greet him that he hopes his next visit would be to Jerusalem, Ramallah, and a liberated Palestine. Earlier in the week, Indonesian Parliament head Ali Marzuki arrived in the Gaza Strip via the Rafah border terminal on Wednesday, heading a senior Indonesian delegation to observe the massive destruction caused by the latest Israeli offensive against the coastal region. Dr. Ahmed Bahar, deputy head of the Palestinian Legislative Council, and several legislators and government officials welcomed the visiting Indonesian delegation and held a press conference during which Marzuki said that Indonesia supports the Palestinian people and their struggle for liberation and independence and denounced the ongoing Israeli violations of Palestinian human rights. Internally, Osama Hamdan, head of the International Relations Department of the Hamas movement, stated Wednesday that Hamas will be heading to Cairo this month to participate in a series of meetings aimed at implementing the Palestinian unity previously agreed upon. Hamdan added that there are ongoing talks and efforts to prepare for this meeting in Cairo due in the coming few days. For IMC News, this is George Rishmal.
One man killed, at least 12 others injured this week by Israeli army fire during attacks targeting Palestinian communities in Gaza and the West Bank. Also this week, Israeli military forces conducted at least 47 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, during which soldiers arrested 34 Palestinians, including two children and a woman with her son. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbo reports.
On Monday, a Palestinian man was killed by Israeli troops' gunfire at a checkpoint near the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers refused to allow ambulance crews to reach the man after soldiers shot him. Local sources identified the man as Hatim Shadid, 38, from the village of Allar near Tul Karim. According to eyewitnesses, soldiers chased Shadid and rammed his car off-road, then opened fire at him, killing him. Israeli sources said that soldiers suspected the man of having a shuffle in his car. In other news, 14 residents have been injured in Hebron City, southern West Bank, while dozens were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation during clashes with the Israeli soldiers invading Bab al-Zawiya area in the city. Local sources reported that the clashes erupted after Israeli soldiers attempted to kidnap a Palestinian police officer in Bab al-Zawiya, but the residents gathered around the soldiers and stopped them. The army then started firing gas bombs, concussion grenades, and rounds of live ammunition, leading to 14 injuries in addition to the dozens who received treatment for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also this week, Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli military detention announced on Tuesday a one-day hunger strike for the second consecutive week. Last Tuesday, prisoners launched a solidarity strike in support of Ayman Sharawne and Samer Issawi. Ayman on hunger strike for 149 days and Issawi on hunger strike for 126 days are protesting the Israeli administrative detention and ill treatment by their captives. Both men were released last year as part of the prisoner swap deal between Palestinian groups and Israel and were arrested again in July of this year. Elsewhere, the Israeli military demolished this week a mosque near Hebron City, in addition to a room and a farm greenhouse in Nablus. In the Gaza Strip this week, three civilians were wounded when the Israeli forces along the border fence opened fire at them on Saturday morning. Also, on Saturday, the Israeli gunboats surrounded and opened fire at a Palestinian fishing boat that was 3 nautical miles off Gaza city shore. Soldiers then arrested 5 fishermen and transported them to Ashdod port. On Monday, a Palestinian child was wounded when the Israeli forces along the border fence opened fire at him in the east of Al Burej refugee camp. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abid Rabbo.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for December 1st to the 7th, 2012, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.